How does cancer get inside a cell? Let's suspend it for a minute. How does disharmony get inside a human being? I become someone who will gobble up in some way the cell next to me. And in the process of doing that, I destroy not only the whole, that is society, but myself as well. But this isn't just a cancer in society I'm talking about that is the people that are in jail or the people who are criminals on the streets and so on, who are the most virulent kinds of cancers. It comes down to virtually everything that you are, all the thoughts you have. The example I've given on some of my tapes is that if you're standing up here with an orange, and I were to squeeze that orange as hard as I could squeeze it, and I were to say to you, what comes out? You would all say, orange juice, of course. And the answer would be to why you get orange juice when you squeeze an orange. Because that's what's inside, wouldn't it? And you know that it wouldn't make any difference what instrument I used in squeezing the orange. It wouldn't matter what time of day I did it, and it wouldn't matter whether I was in Florida or whether I was in California or whether something terrible had just happened or whatever, that when you squeeze an orange, regardless of any other external circumstance, the only thing you get out is what's inside. You must understand that that applies to you too. The metaphor applies to you too. Even though you're not an orange, you're much more complex. And when someone squeezes you, that is, puts pressure on you, that is, says something to you that you dislike, that behaves in a way towards you that you find distasteful, whatever it may be, that you constitute squeezing or stress in your life, and out of you comes anger or hatred or bitterness or stress, fear, despair, you name it. It has nothing to do with who did the squeezing. Nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with what instrument they used or what time of day it was or any of that. It has to do with what's inside. And when you ask, how does orange juice get inside an orange? I just say that's the intelligence that's behind all form. And I give God the credit for that. Not thinking of God as something external to me, but knowing that there is an intelligence behind form that is absolutely, exquisitely, miraculously, unfathomably to us in our form, perfect in every sense of the word. It's a hard concept for us to get across, to understand that you can be perfect and still grow. You can look at a sky and say to yourself, is it perfect? And there can be clouds in it, and it can, whatever it is. And you say, well, it's the only sky we have. What else would you call it? An hour later, it's quite different, isn't it? Still perfect. Quite different. Changing. It's the only constant, that everything is changing. And so what you do is you examine not how orange juice gets inside an orange, but how anger and hatred and stress and despair and fear get inside you in order for you to give that away. Because you can't give away what you don't have. So you can only give away what's inside. And what it is that puts whatever you are inside is pure and simple to me, it is key to understanding it all. It is thought.